Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who?
There are only nine 2-0 teams. Just nine. After this weekend, there will be far fewer because there are multiple games involving 2-0 teams playing one another. And one of those games is in Minnesota on Sunday, noon kick, right here on Sports Radio 610. And one of those nine teams, Seth C. Payne,
yeah,
is your Houston Texans.
Okay.
Who's and it's the other Friday.
It certainly can't be the Sam Darnold-led Minnesota Vikings.
No, and, I just said the two undefeateds going against each other.
I'm having a hard time digesting that.
Minneapolis.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was told by my local radio host that Sam Darnold wasn't that good.
It's a long season, man.
I'm actually going to take on the voice of at least a few people that had been texting us back and forth about how awesome Sam Darnold was.
Oh,
was he on there?
On our text
line? On the text
page?
Line, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hadn't seen those.
Yeah.
Maybe
now, to be fair, though, he made it like a Sam Darnold versus Davis Mills thing, which that's you still don't know about that.
Because I said Davis Mills is better than Sam Darnold. You know what? Screw that. I stand by that. Davis Mills is better than Sam. It's two games.
People were awful. People thought the Patriots were kind of plucky after two games. How do they look after three games, Sean?
Crappy.
Old man Rodgers took him to the woodshed.
Yeah, they took me to the woodshed.
Sonny.
Took me to the woodshed. Plus six.
Yeah, you drank the Kool-Aid.
I did. A little bit. Plus, Aaron Rodgers is annoying. I should never bet based on how people annoy me. That's a quick way to the poorhouse.
I'll tell you what.
It's just in. A lot of annoying people are really good at football.
Okay. So, Aaron Rodgers last night, for the first time in his career, throws a touchdown pass to a receiver who was drafted in the first round.
Garrett Wilson. Yeah.
Nuts. He's thrown one to Mercedes. What's his face there?
Lewis.
The tight end. Lewis. Yeah. So, it wasn't the first rounder in general, but that's the first tight end.
The first wide receiver.
Yeah. Everybody, I got in at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So not from drinking or anything, just from an airplane.
Yeah.
And
it's been a lot of fact checking on the show today.
I'm going to tell you one thing. There's my alarm, just in case. That was my emergency alarm. I slept on the couch in the other room, Sean. I was annoyed with you because you woke me up at 6:15.
Yeah.
Because you didn't wake me up. I was up. I had texted you. I'm up. Delta's internet.
You were annoyed that I was following the instructions you gave me.
Yes. Well, that I texted you.
You texted me that you were up already. I could have seen you naked.
Said the jig is up.
Yeah.
So just real quick.
Yeah.
Why did nobody tell me how much superior Delta Wi-Fi is to United?
Okay.
Last night I flew Delta.
Garrett
I'm a United
Wilson
guy.
To Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I usually fly United. I'm a United guy. You know, I'm loyal, and plus I like getting treated like a kind of like a big shot because I'm
because you got all those
my
points.
Status. Yeah. I had to take a Delta flight earlier this week, and it's like I'm working in an office in like 2005 or so. That's how fast the internet was.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, trying to do my show prep, flying back on the old dial-up.
Really?
Yeah. Like this is, I had just worthless garbage internet on the way to Denver. And then from Denver here, no internet whatsoever.
Did they, because you were flying back, for those who don't know, you were flying back, you were taking your kid to college in Oregon. So you were flying back here.
Yeah.
From there,
yeah.
Did they walk down the aisle, the flight attendants handing out DVDs to watch? Hey, would you like to watch a DVD?
They're like, I dubbed a VHS tape.
Yeah.
I did that thing where you put some tape over the hole so the machine lets you dub it. You like Spies Like Us?
Do they
Spies
still,
Like Us.
Do they still have, you fly way more than I do. Do they still have the phones built into the back of the seat anymore?
I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't either. That would have been That would have been funny, though, if people were using them on there and you were just in some sort of time warp. It wasn't just Delta. It was everybody on the plane was living in 2004 or something like that.
Real quick, then the one travel story before we get back to Kikuchi and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were flying out of Denver. And ended up sitting down. I got lucky enough to get the emergency exit row.
Yeah, yeah.
And but you know, was at a, had a guy
blessed.
Sitting in the middle of me.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three of us fellas, and a guy in the middle was really nice, probably about 55, 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we started having a nice chat. Like this was before the plane was even taken off.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just you know what? I was just thinking the other day about how I never really talked to anybody. He's telling me about how his dog has cancer and everything.
Oh wow.
We're really connecting.
That's heavy.
Yeah. And then by the time they closed the doors. And we were getting ready to take off. The flight attendant said it was standing in our area, and you know I had established a rapport with him as well.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Hey guys, you know there's a couple empty rows here. If one of you wants an aisle seat," and you know the nice guy and I we've been having a nice conversation, which doesn't happen that much anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I turned to him and I was like, "You should probably think about taking that." I'm not gonna pass up a chance at a middle seat. I volunteered for him. I was like, "He's right, yeah, right here. He's gonna take that aisle seat."
So you were having a nice conversation,
yeah.
And he probably thought the same. Like, well, this guy is really. I've really needed a shoulder to cry on about my cancer-ridden dog.
Yeah.
And as soon as empty seats came up, you basically told the guy to get the hell out of here.
Volunteered him, yeah.
Dude's like, I guess the conversation wasn't that good.
He was a good guy. Come on.
You should probably.
And that was before I knew I wasn't going to have any internet on the flight, that they were going to mess with my professionalism.
Yeah. Had you known the internet was going to be that bad, would you have unvolunteered that guy and said, hey, buddy, come on back?
Part of it was, man, I was enjoying
our conversation.
I want to be able to use my computer and do everything and get the show prep and everything. So, yeah, I should have been like, hey, man, I thought things over.
When Seth's out on a conversation, he's out on a conversation.
I wasn't out on him at all.
No.
Come on.
Yeah,
we're middle-aged dudes. Yeah. Elbow room is at a premium on these flights.
You should take that seat. Poor guy. He had a healthy dog. I would have been like,
the fact that his dog was
sick kind of makes you a heel in this situation.
Like some kid comes up to you when you're trying to pledge a fraternity or something. It was like, hey, you know, there's just... You seem like a guy that really likes residence halls.
I don't think you're gonna cut it.
It's the best. Yeah. Hey, so if you're out there,
you know what?
If you're out there, handsome stranger, just know it wasn't you. It was my selfishness and my career drivenness.
You should become an RA. That's what you should become, kid.
Yeah.
Not you.
I thought you were saying
no.
me.
No, yeah. No. I'm still having the hypothetical conversation with the pledge.
No, not be an RA.
Yeah.
I had a friend that's a coach in high school. He just started. He's like 42 years old.
Yeah.
And he said the other day, some teenager came up to him and asked for his social media. He was walking by and she's like, hey, what's your Instagram handle or whatever?
Oh, boy.
He goes, nope. And keeps walking.
That's the right answer.
You don't even. Nope. And just kept walking.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a treacherous world that has to be. Thursday Night Football last night, you mentioned it. The two teams the Texans play. Not imminently, but you know, not way off in the future either.
Yeah,
they play the Patriots in week 6. So 3 weeks from now, we'll be doing a Football Friday in anticipation of Gerard Mayo, Jacoby Brissett, presumably, and the Patriots. Because it feels like the Patriots are just throwing Jacoby Brissett out there this year so Drake May doesn't get killed. That's a bad offense. That's
bad
a terrible
offensive line
offense.
With Sora. Yeah, this is, and it's getting to be... it's weird. I know that there's all kinds of discussion going on about people playing cover two as much as they are or whatever, and defenses maybe being ahead of the offense at this point.
And banning too high safeties.
Yeah, was that a joke? Did we ever figure out?
No. He was serious. I watched the
Mel Kiper wants him to ban too high safeties.
He was Kipering, man. Yeah, like he was.
You know what's annoying about that?
He wasn't wanting to ban it, but he was suggesting that they make the safeties play a little further, closer to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, like they're only half the play
almost like
in a certain
banning
window.
The shift.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? I mean? Like,
I'm kind of into that suggestion.
That the safeties have to play within a certain distance of the line of scrimmage.
If you wanted offense, if the defense had to all line up in a 10-yard window, like they all had to be compressed in a 10-yard window, you want to bring back the air attack.
Here was the problem with Kuiper. Maybe we'll go get the audio. But the problem with Kuiper's argument was he's like, I like the deep shots. You know, like back in the day, like Daryl LaMonica. And he's naming all these quarterbacks that I guarantee
that
you
don't have nearly the same passing yardage. What an idiot.
No, he's naming all these old, like Joe Namath, Daryl LaMonica, Len Dawson, like all these guys from the 60s, where they used to air it out all the time, but B, they throw 25 interceptions a year.
Yeah, and it wasn't, no, they had 50% completion percentage, like 3,000 yards passing. It was not an air raid.
I was willing to listen until that was his argument. I'm like, God.
I like incompletions deep. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of stupid.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was getting a lot of love last night. We're looking at the TV in the studio right now. Headline, Aaron Rodgers shines as Jets blow out Patriots. I thought he was good. He was good on the scale of somebody who we know had an Achilles tear last year.
Yeah.
You know, like otherwise, it wasn't a particularly remarkable game for Aaron. I mean, 24-3, and they did some good things in that game, but that's a bad Patriots team. Like, you get up on them, if you get up by a touchdown or two on them, you're going to win 24-3.
No, I think it's probably one of those things where, we're off, we're on our road trip, and we're in the old school bus, and it's running.
Yeah.
We're humming along. Let's sing a traveling song.
And it's the
song.
Jets, where the bar for quarterback play is fairly low.
Right. Know? So are we actually roadworthy, and are we traveling somewhere right now? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see if there's any problems along the way. But so far, so good.
Yeah, that's what it was last night. It didn't get neat. Like, okay, neither of these teams scare me. Maybe I'm being a little too cavalier about our 2-0 football team.
Yeah.
But I'm not scared by the Patriots. And the Jets are a talented football team that in New York will certainly, I would guess, this version of the Jets will be a small favorite against the Texans, but they don't scare me.
Yeah.
Like, the Chiefs still scare me a little bit.
This week's going to be fun and interesting, hopefully in a good way, but that Vikings defense it's impressive in how disciplined they are and all the different looks they're showing. And you could tell, especially by the way Bobby Slowick was talking about it, and we'll play this in a little bit, just like how much he respects Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator, and how he's got these guys playing, including Jonathan Grenard. Revenge tour.
Yep.
He's on his bus.
He is, man.
He's gonna come along into his little bus
him
up
and
there
Cashman,
in Minnesota.
Man. Yep, him and Cashman. Astros 9-0 when Yusei Kikuchi starts. Mariners won last night also. Astros beat the Angels 3-1 if you didn't stay up for that. John Singleton with the big hit.
Yeah.
Two-run double in the eighth inning to bring home the winning runs. Hader comes in, gets the save. They're getting a lot of production. I don't have a lot of production, but they're getting moments out of some of these guys they've picked up post-trade deadline.
Yeah.
You know, like Kikuchi was a trade deadline guy. That's been an awesome pickup.
Yeah.
Kudos to Dana Brown. Hector Neris came in in this game last night. He's given them some good innings. Jason Hayward had a sliding catch to end the game. They've been getting stuff out of these others that
Hayward's
they've been
got that he's got that kind of devil may care in the outfield attitude, the way like Mariznick or George Springer,
good.
Those guys did. Yeah, it's fun to watch him. He really gets after it. Yeah.
Yep, that's a good pickup. So the Astros win last night 3-1. Lead still 5. Magic number is 5. Combination of Astro wins and Mariners losses to get the AL West championship again. So, there you go.
Really blew it with that guy, but he's got good internet at home, too.
You're still thinking about that guy, huh?
You seem pretty well off. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
he was sitting in the exit row, Sean.
It's the dog that's getting me in this whole thing. The poor guy was probably like...
And I was the one that actually kind of probed about the dog.
And then you kicked him out?
We were telling stories about, travel issues we'd had and
everything.
You're
an evil man.
Yeah.
At least you were yesterday. Yeah. You chose violence.
He had mentioned that, I had to take my dog to a procedure. And I waited. I let it sit for a while. I was like, so how is your dog, man?
Yeah.
And then we were having that conversation. And then I said, hey, you should probably go move. So, dude, he knew the deal.
Are
we were both
sure?
Tall guys.
I'll trust you on this one that he knew the deal, but I don't know.
Probably
man.
Went home and confided to his wife about it.
Nefarious.
I just felt rejected.
Oh my God! All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get you ready for the Vikings. We'll six pack this thing. Six things to look for in the game on Sunday. We will go through this. We'll hear from Bobby Slowick as well, as Seth just mentioned. We'll do that coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.